celeste, Espíritu Consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo, tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida, ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos, tú que eres bueno.
June 13th, 2019, the gift of advice. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Kings 1:3-9. The Holy Spirit reminds us of all what Jesus said and did. He's living in us and gives us advice what we have to do in concrete situations of our life according to the will of God. Through the gift of advice, we learn to understand better the voice of the Holy Spirit and to make a discernment to other voices. But of course, to receive this discernment, we need also the capacity to be silent and to be separated from so many different imaginations, points of views, outside of us, but also inside of us. There is a virtue of prudence, virtue of intelligence, we also could say, and this teaches us to see all in the perspective of the Lord, what is according to the will of God, what is better, how I come God closer. But only with this virtue we have a problem, because our nature is incomplete. And we might be unsafety. Is this what I notice really the voice of the Lord? Or are they my own thoughts, other influences inside of me? To know a little bit more about the Holy Spirit, we have to say he is mild. Very mild, like a wonderful silent wind. If we start to be more intimate with the Holy Spirit, we will discern his voice from others easily. But for this we need like an inner freedom. Because it's always a danger that our own opinions, wishes, imaginations are so strong that the mild voice of the Holy Spirit cannot come to us. Because we need for the gift of advice like an inner light. And in this inner light we can see the will of God at once. If we are in a relationship of obedience, concrete obedience, for example, if we are in a religious order, it's important to practice obedience. Only when we do this, we will also be obedient in our inside to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I think there are a lot of possibilities in the life to follow Christ, to ask the Holy Spirit concretely for his advice. Of course, we know the general way to follow Christ, but not seldom there are situations and we would like to ask concretely, Lord, what is now the right decision in this moment under these circumstances. And this is exactly where the Holy Spirit comes and teaches us. Especially when we are in the beginning of the way to follow Christ, we should try to be intimate with the Holy Spirit, to speak often with him, to ask him for advice, that we understand his way, how he's teaching us. If in a situation we get not an inner light and cannot see directly what God wants, we have to make decisions according to the virtue of intelligence, of prudence, what we can see. So if we ask for the Holy Spirit, we should not think that we will be very special people and are separated from others and that we think we are specially enlightened. No, it is very important to have intimacy with the Holy Spirit. Of course, in our Christian life, people are going to forget this. Some people think if the Holy Spirit is working in you, you will always have like an inner peace. That's a good point to think. But we have to make a discernment between inner peace or that certain tensions are going out of situations, which is not real peace. To receive this gift of advice, it's important before really to work on the virtue of intelligence or prudence. As I said, to reflect what can we do to please God, what would please God in this situation. And when we do this seriously, God will not refuse that the gift of advice can work in us stronger and stronger.
Rey celeste, Espíritu consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo, tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida, ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos, tú que eres bueno. Rey celeste, Espíritu consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo, tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida, ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos.